Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Caroline Scoville, who is the director of the Parks and Rec Department in Washington, Kansas.
I actually have lived here for 24 years, but I also work full-time for the city of Washington. I am the full-time EMT, and then I am the director of Parks and Rec, and I have lots of other job duties.
We talked about the City of Washington's playground project. Washington decided to do this project for the city because it's time for a new playground and the old one has served its purpose.
So our current playground was built in 2000, and it was built out of, it's a wood structure, and it's really reached the end of its useful life. It was projected to have a 20-year lifespan, and it has served our community wonderfully for the last 24 years, but it's aging, and it's time to be replaced.
As a committee, they knew it was going to take a while, but they knew this day was coming.
So we've been working on this project for a little over 2 years as a committee, because we knew that this day was coming, and it wasn't something that we could do quickly. So we've been working on it for quite a little bit yet.
One thing that Caroline is excited about for the project is the new surface that's going to be in place. It'll give accessibility for everyone to play on the new playground.
So one of the big things that we're excited about for this project is that we'd like to include ideally pour-in-place surfacing that would greatly increase the accessibility of our playground for all patrons. And so that is a significant portion of the cost of the project, is to utilize that poured-in-place surfacing. So we are super excited about that.
This project is not yet finished, but they are in the process of applying for a grant called the Community Development Block Grant.
Correct. We are just now in the process of raising funds, and we are in the middle of creating an application for a Community Development Block Grant that we would like to submit by the deadline of November 1st. And so we are in the process of working with North Central Regional Planning Commission on that grant application.
The grant application requires a cash match, and with Washington being a small community, they can get qualified up to $650,000.
So it requires a cash match, and eligible cities or eligible entities could be awarded as much as up to $800,000, depending on their population. Our population's a little bit smaller, so I think the maximum that we could qualify for would be up to $650,000. However, our project is really only going to cost a total of about $544,000. So our cash match that we're looking at is 42% of that, and we have to have that amount raised by that time we sent in the application. So that's going to amount to right around $227,000 that we're going to have in the bank at the time that application gets submitted.
The City of Washington is still taking donations for the new playground. You can always donate at City Hall, or you can mail in your donations.
We can accept donations at the City Hall, or they can mail them to the City of Washington, P.O. Box 296, in Washington, Kansas. And they just need to put playground in the memo. All of the donations that come through our office are tax deductible. And I did want to mention that we have been doing fundraisers now for a little while, and we, coupled with the city's commitment and all of the fundraising and pledges that we have received so far, we have raised, we are already looking at, we're about $30,000 away from our goal for having a cash match.
I want to thank Caroline for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.